the satellite. Body loving every size. Feel the vibe and energize. No shame, no fear, just joy. Every curve.
Hey there, and welcome to another Chubbs Gone Wild. It is Pride Week number 5. Woohoo! Are you excited? There's 2 whole days in this Pride Week. Anyone? Bueller? Alrighty. Hey, it's episode 648, recorded on Monday, June 29th, 2026, where it's 90 degrees and sunny in Chubland. And it's only 5 days until Independence Day, which means pool party, I guess. Nobody's told me anything, but...
Well, I haven't heard anything.
Yeah. Well, I'll have to, smack that. Anyway, we'll have to figure that out. It's also 124 days until Halloween and 179 days until Christmas. Let's take a moment to thank our Patreons. Patreon offers folks a way to create supporters, or to that too, support creators, and receive rewards not open to the general public, like special podcasts, videos, books, and more. And we want to thank our current patrons, Clint, Nephi, Nick, Digistasage from Siunavaz, Eric, Sean, Charles, Phoenix, Dave, Kingsley, Kathy Bacon, and Moose P. Please visit patreon.com/MattBurlingame to find out how you can be part of our fam for as little as a dollar a month. All right. Today's affirmation. Take a deep breath. Center yourself. This is a big one. I attract people who appreciate me as I am.
Yeah, that was the old days. Remember, you go to the bar. Let's see. I wonder who I like. Oh, this guy's paying attention to me. I guess that's my the one I'm studying on. All right.
Yeah, the one chaser who.
Right.
Yeah. Managed to show up out of nowhere. Well, that's true. I attract people. I do. All right. Well, let's see what happened today in history. A lot, actually. So, starting in 1613. London's original Globe Theatre was destroyed by fire after a cannon used during performance of Henry VIII's ignites the theatre's thatched roof. That was a big historical event for London, actually. 1776, Virginia adopts the first state constitution, and Patrick Henry becomes the state's first governor. 1855, the Daily Telegraph publishes its first edition in London, becoming one of Britain's best-known papers. 1956, Marilyn Monroe marries playwright Arthur Miller. And in 1972, the Supreme Court of the United States invalidates existing death penalty laws across the U.S. And in 2007, Apple iPhone goes on sale, fundamentally changing the smartphone industry in modern communication. Yes, that too. All right, celebrity birthdays in 1982, Colin Jost, the comedian and co-anchor of Saturday Night Live's The Weekend Update. And celebrity deaths. Elizabeth Barrett Browning, the acclaimed Victorian poet, That was in 1861. In 1967, Jane Mansfield, actress and Hollywood sex symbol, passed away. And in 2007, ca seven, three, 2003, Katharine Hepburn, four-time Academy Award-winning actress, the Calla Lilies Are in Bloom Again, passed away. So, one of our deaths, celebrity deaths today, is in good company with Jane and Catherine there. Same level, I would say. All
What,
right.
Jane and Catherine? Same level as of what?
One of our celebrity deaths that you'll be telling us about today is in the same level
Oh,
as
okay.
Jane and Catherine. Yeah. Okay. Celebrity, no. Sorry, holidays. Let's check on the holidays today and see if we celebrate any of these things. It's the Feast of Saints Peter and Paul. Did you remember? No. Okay.
What, the Beatles? Peter? Wait,
Peter and
Peter.
Paul, those aren't the Beatles. Well, there was no Peter anyway.
Oh, Peter, Paul, and Mary. Okay.
Yes, exactly. So, but no, I did not celebrate and don't know what that is. But if it's a feast, I'm there. Hug holiday. Did you hug anyone today?
Yes.
Good. Yay, you celebrated a holiday. I did not. I never celebrate that holiday anymore. All right, it's National Almond Butter Crunch Day. Did you have any almond butter crunch today? No, yes.
Obviously not.
Damn it. I was hoping. It's also National Camera Day. Well, I guess we can both, we're both on camera, so I guess we celebrated that. Yay. Also, it's National Darts Day. Do you ever play darts anymore?
No.
Yeah, I don't either. Right, it's National Waffle Iron Day.
No.
No? Please, okay,
You
now.
know, I've actually gotten out of, I'm not as fond of waffles as I used to be. First of all, they're never crispy.
Right.
And if I'm gonna have something that's just soft, I'll go for pancakes.
I would agree with that. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. It's also National Please Take My Children to Work Day.
Yeah,
Like
to your
somebody else
work.
take them. Yes,
Yes,
exactly.
exactly.
Yeah. And it's also National Scleroderma Awareness Day. Okay. Well, there's that. All righty, Rue. Well, that's a bust for some of those holidays. But I bet we've got some cool birthdays to celebrate. La 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 la. Eventually. Tell you, Facebook is driving me nuts. It's still for over a week. Every time I post a comment on somebody's page, it posts it twice.
Yeah, I've noticed that.
Pissing me off.
Well, and I've made fun of you a couple times.
Yeah, I guess I just haven't seen him. But yeah, it just.
Well, that's because it only posts once when I do it.
Oh, so yeah. And I think my things, my alerts say, oh, it's just Tom. And I'll get on it later. All right. Today's
He's so
celebrating
hilarious.
birthdays of James, who is the vice president of the board that I am on. And so happy birthday to him.
Is he a big listener?
No, he's not, but he's a very nice man. So he deserves a lot of love and accolades. Also, Theron, somebody that we've worked with many. Wait a minute. No, I have to correct that. That is a posthumous birthday. He passed away several years ago.
The
But
guy you work
oddly
with?
enough,
Wait,
what?
who?
Oh, he used to work with us at the theater.
Oh, this is.
Skinny guy. Yeah.
I don't know who you're talking about.
He used to go under a different name. He worked with us with his friend Marilyn.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But it was it's confusing to me because I know at least three people who had different names, and then all of a sudden, practically at the same time, they changed their name to Theron. And I'm like, I've never heard that name before. Why is that suddenly popular with our friends? I don't understand.
Well,
Anyway.
maybe a listener knows what was going
Maybe
on.
it was a trend. I don't
Or
know.
it was from something, like a movie or television series that we don't know about, or we're not at least not recognizing.
Cool. Yeah. Also, an actor that we worked with before, Mr. Gary. We have Alan, Sharon, Kelso. We have, oh my goodness, tomorrow's birthday. And man, I slacked on cards, so I have to make up with that one. Mr. Craig, the Freak Geek, happy birthday to him. Also, it would have been my great grandmother's, I don't know, 100 and something birthday. We have Rick Reed, yes, author. And we have Michael, actor Adam Michael James, Ike, Zach, Mike, Mr. Mike. I believe that is Mr. Mike in. Wait a minute. Nope, that's a different Mike. But he was a patron of ours for some time. So love to him. Also, we have singer and everything else performer Mr. George Alley, who used to be of the I'm Going to Kill You podcast. And then we have Quentin and David L. McDonald, local actor, person who put on Best of Broadway for a millennia. All right, that was fun. Happy birthday, y'all. And now we have some chub hugs. Who are you gonna send a chub hug out to, girl?
Well, to all the people who have attended and are worked at the Great American State Fair
Ophelia.
in Washington, D.C. Well, actually, the attendance was better yesterday.
Oh, they had 100 people.
Well, they had decent weather because got rained out one day, and then the first 2 days they canceled it because they couldn't get the power going or the Ferris wheel going, and it was and so all the first day all the food spoiled and the ice cream melted. But what's really exciting is that this week, like I said, yesterday was better weather, and then today. Let me get, because I've been watching it because I'm very excited for this to turn out. So today it's only going to be 87, but that is with some high humidity. Oh, actually, the humidity is only 51 today, so that's not bad. Great, because everyone wants to go on a Monday, but on Wednesday it's going to be 98 degrees. Thursday 101.
Ooh.
Friday, 103 and rain. So that's going to be sticky.
Oh my gosh.
And then 4th of July, it's going to be 99 with thunderstorms.
Brilliant.
I know. So good luck there.
Yeah.
Actually, it's going to be raining there Friday through next Tuesday. So that's good. That'll be good for attendance, right?
Absolutely. And not to mention all those big bands that are going to be playing. And yeah, and you're still left saying, gee, what happened to all the money that was raised and everything?
Oh, there
Interesting.
was no money raised. It was just
Oh, no, that's the
taken.
thing, is that the original funder, the original coordinators of this whole thing, that were then removed after they raised lots of money and got everything going, and then people took over, right?
Oh, so you're
And
trying to make out like this is some kind of scam?
well, there was a lot of money raised, millions and millions, and here we are. And well, This just isn't worth millions and millions.
Oh, it was funny today. I was listening to, I can't remember who it was, but they were saying that that 350 foot cut in the thing is actually the water filter.
It's the water
It's a
filter.
filter filtration system, and that oddly enough is about 350 feet long.
So no
But
one
now
took a hot cleaner.
I'm not saying that's what the cut is, but you know. And of course, we know it was an Antifa that was doing it all.
Yes, they put in that filter just to, so that they could drive over it with their cars. And yeah. Interesting. Well, I would like to send some chub hugs out to fans of Miss Penny, Miss Dame Penelope Keith, who we'll talk about in a moment. Anybody that has been affected by her passing, well, sending out chub hugs. I'm finding there's a lot more people out there than I knew who absolutely adored her.
So who is this?
You'll find out when you get to the chub hugs.
Well, I know you keep sending me pictures. I don't know who she is.
Audrey Forbes Hamilton, To the Manor Born.
Oh, that's who it is? Okay.
Girl.
She's still, well, I mean, she was still alive.
Yeah, she was 80, 86, and going strong, doing television and all sorts of stuff. So,
What did she die of?
she was 86. That's what all the stories have said. It was just natural old age. Yes. Anyway, all right. Well, moving on to nothing in our feedback. So we do have some extremely sad and gut-wrenching celebrity deaths this time. At least one.
I wouldn't say it's gut-wrenching.
It was to me.
Oh, okay. Well, okay. First of all, Rob Bass, he was a hip hop legend that I've never heard of.
Me neither.
Private battle with cancer just days before his 59th birthday, he passed. David Clayton Thomas, the lead singer of the band Blood, Sweat, and Tears, has died at 84. And, that lady you were talking about, she died at 86.
That would be actress Dame Penelope Keith, best known for roles on classic 1970s British sitcoms The Good Life and To the Manor Born, passed at 86. But she was known for so much more than that. She did just series after series after series that were incredible. And not to mention, just a powerhouse on a stage. She was one of the Queen's favorite actresses of all time. Just amazing. And she was my gateway into British television when I was 16. I actually, my dog Audrey was named after my favorite character that she played. So she's always been somebody that I've just absolutely adored. So it was very sad. And you just know, at our age, all the people that we grew up with who are already adults and in their 30s are going one after the other. So you know it's coming, but it's still hard.
Yeah, well, that's, I mean, it's weird because yeah, it's the ones that are older than us, and then it's the ones who though but the really frightening ones are the ones that were our age. When the
Right.
Brady kids start dying,
Oh.
I
Yeah,
don't know. Yeah, it's going to be weird.
Saved by the Bell kids. Yeah,
Well,
one of
we
them's already gone.
No, I
Screech
think that didn't we also lose another one?
died.
Who? I don't know. I never watched the show. I thought
Oh,
somebody
Saved by
else
the
died.
Bell.
Yeah.
Well, Screech died. I don't.
I know he died, but I thought there was another one.
No, I don't think there's another one that died.
Maybe, you know, I'm probably
One of them
thinking.
became a conservative Christian, so they're dead to me.
Don't get hurt. Yeah, the I'm probably mixing up. Because you know we lost Luke Perry, we lost
Yeah.
What's her name?
Shannon Doherty.
Janet Doherty, thank
Yeah.
you. And these people, I just remember when Michael Jackson died, and it was like he's an, a year was a year older than me, and it was like
Yeah.
those are freaky. Those are freaky. Prince too. It was like
Right. Oh yeah, David Bowie, Prince, and who you just mentioned.
Michael Jackson.
Yeah, they pretty much died in the same year or within a year of each other or something like that.
Well, and I always mention this, but poor Farrah Fawcett died 3 hours
Yes.
too early,
Yeah.
because Michael Jackson died right after, and it was like, oh, Farrah Fawcett died, but Michael Jackson is dead at this, oh my God, it's let's
Right.
watch scenes from Thriller, it was yeah, I well, and I can't remember who it was, but some famous person said, never die on a Friday.
Yes, I've heard that too. Wait until
Yeah,
Monday
Monday, so
to announce
you
it.
can stay in the news cycle.
Yeah. All right. Well, with that, let's move on to Tom's week.
Well, this week on RuPaul's All Stars, they finished the third bracket. So now we've got two more episodes. The first episode next week will be just they'll do a big, probably a big elimination, because they have seven, they'll have eight people. So I don't know what they drop it down to on the show, but we'll find out. Instead of the two for each bracket, she took three, the last one. Because they were tied, and it would be kind of cruel, because one deserved to go, but the other deserved to go as well, but didn't make it. It was complicated. We're still in, actually, we just started season three of Marvelous Miss Maisel, and I started remembering things that are hap going to happen, and it was like, oh no, I forgot about that. When you're rewatching a show,
Yeah.
yeah. And I'd only actually seen it one time before the whole series, so yeah, it's some things are re I'm reliving. Let's see. Outlast the Jungle, finished that. It was terrible. Let's see. Da, da, da. Did we talk about the Jimmy Awards? No, that
Yes.
was okay. Then we did watch some movies this week. We watched one called War Machine over on that was on Netflix, which is about basically it's this guy who has he's a military guy. He's ready to leave because his brother was killed, but he promised his brother he'd go into like this infantry section. So he
Oh,
got
yeah.
in, he was good, and then they sent these guys out on a mission, and aliens have landed.
Yeah, I did see that when it came out, and I thought it was really good.
Yeah, it was really well made, compelling characters. Yeah, so that was fun.
Yeah.
We did watch also on Netflix Goat, and this is where it's a animated, and it's about a basketball team and how this goat wants to be on, wants to do basketball even though he's kind of small, but he spends this whole time, making sure he's really good at it, and he's really good, so he can be end up being the goat. So it was honestly, I was hating it at the beginning, but it turned out okay at the end. I mean, it was satisfying. I wasn't bored. Then they started over on also on Netflix, Avatar, The Last Airbender.
Oh,
This is
yes.
season two, and it's so much better than season one, first of all.
Oh.
Season one felt clumsy and
Yes.
kiddie,
Yes.
it was like, okay, this is meant for 12-year-olds. They've changed that. Now it feels more adult, Kids will like it too, but at least it's not, you're not sitting there going, oh, I can't believe I'm watching this, you know. So second season so far has been pretty good.
Good.
We did watch another movie called The Sheep Detective over on Prime. And The
Oh,
Sheep Detective,
yes.
yeah, it's Hugh Jackman and Emma Thompson. Thompson? Thomas. Thompson. Emma Thompson. It's about a sheep herder, Hugh Jackman, who he's a vegan and or probably a vegetarian, because milk and stuff is fine. He has a sheep farm, and he names all his sheep. They're all really cute, and then he usually reads them crime novels. So the what happens is he ends up getting murdered, and so the sheep have to try to figure out who the murderer is. So it's and this and they all talk, and it's kind of a bit like Babe, but I thought it was really cute, really sweet film. That's over on Prime, and the what? God damn it! Okay. Also on Prime, we started watching a couple new series. One is called Class of 07, and it is about a high school reunion that happens at this girls' school. And at the same time that happens, I guess the world floods. So they're up on top of this hill, and everything around them is underwater. So they have no idea what's going on. And it's like they're going, oh my God, I've got no bars. It's like, I don't know that there's anything left. What are you talking about? And there are all these classic stereotypes characters. So it's like, there's the girl who doesn't give a shit about anything. She's just going to do whatever she wants, even though that she's going to eat and she's going to use the water. She's going to do whatever she, because why should her comfort be a problem? And then you've got the really smart girl, you got the really mean girls, you got the whole collection of what you'd expect. It's so far two episodes in. It's okay. It's Australian. Then we are watching a German series called Griff the Griffin, and this is about a kid who's just turned 16. And when he turns 16, his brother comes to him, who's older than him, and says, "Okay, now that you're 16, you need to sign the book." And basically, the whole family, the line of the family, has been protecting or fighting. So I don't know. We haven't really got to the gist of what's happening, but it's a family where all the men have to. They're do there's they have to do something, and I don't know what it is yet. Episode, yeah, but he does find himself shifting into timeline, different dimensions. So I think just because he's turned 16, he doesn't know how to manipulate what's happening yet. So really good special effects for a TV series, and it's German, so it's dubbed, but it's dubbed really well. Well, German actually, I'd rather hear dubbed English than have to. It's just there's just too much spitting. We just started the final season of The Bear, which the entire eight episodes have dropped. I was really surprised because they used to piecemeal it out, but I think they might have done that because of Emmy consideration.
Yeah, isn't there a movie or something coming out with that?
With what?
The Bear?
No, it's the series
Huh. Okay.
over on Hulu. I mean, if there's a movie, there may be a movie, I don't know. But so we just watched the first episode, and I don't know. It's kind of one of those situations where when you're already growing a little tired of a series, and then they go, and here's the final season, and you're like, oh, do I really want to sit through this? Do I care? But we will. But what worries me is that if I stall too much, I'm going to hear everything. So, other than that, I did, when I was not feeling well, I had to do my car as a non-operational. So, because, well, Sean was going to go get it smogged, but then all of a sudden the check engine light popped up out of nowhere. I mean, seriously, out of nowhere. And so I had to get that fixed. And then by that time I had, I'd gone over the expert. Well, I had to have it done by June 2nd. So, got the car fixed, got the car smogged, sent the stuff in on, I think it was like Wednesday or Thursday, and they said 3 to 5 days working the business days. And this morning, boom, right, first thing this morning, done, paid for. Now I just have to wait for the tags to come in, and all will be right with the world. So I'm really happy about that because I don't like not having a car. Well, you know how it is, being housebound, depending on the kindness of strangers,
And usually they're assholes. I mean, yes.
yeah. So, anyway, that's. Oh, and the kittens. Oh, yeah, we've got 7 kittens, 2 mamas. We have the. It's funny because the mamas are sisters, and the brother keeps trying to come over and fuck them. So whenever, and I've named him after a, let's say a friend of ours. So whenever he's running around trying to get laid, I get on the ring and call out his name, and he runs, and the kittens don't. So it's like, stop fucking your sister, that kind of thing. So yeah, so good times. You want a kitten?
Absolutely not. We got
Okay.
20, at least 20 of them outside.
Oh, and I'll
The
tell you.
neighbor two over moved, and we think that whatever ones that were like hoarding at her house moved over here. So
Oh.
we've got a few fresh ones that were like, who are you? So, yeah.
Yeah, but they are the, first of all, it's the cutest group, but they it's like we've got one Siamese. And I don't know, I haven't seen a Siamese around this neighborhood. But it's cute. He's kind of gr a very light gray with the charcoal ears and tail and little booties. So cute. And then there's one calico that's got a raccoon face. It's just over the eyes. So we call him raccoon. And then there's Whitey Blackie. They're just white and black. Calico black. He's calico, but he's also black.
She.
She, which is weird. I don't think I've ever seen that before. And then there's little Calico. She's a little girl, of course, but she is half the size of all the other kittens. And so I'm
Beautiful
always
and grabber keeper.
Worried about her. But her mom is very protective of her. So and she's still nursing, so that's good. I just saw them nursing today up on the deck, which I've never seen them do before. And then who am I missing? We've got another cal. No, that's all the calicos. Because there's two black, two the white, the gray. So that's all of them. Oh, and there's an orange, and so cute, and such, and always causing problems.
That's the orange. He's
Yeah, so,
gonna grow up and be a little tyrant.
yeah, so.
If you could, if there's any way to catch them and get them into being handled and stuff, now is the time.
I know, but they won't let us get near them. And if we get, the cage, you know that the first one that gets trapped will be the only one that gets trapped.
Not necessarily, because they're stupid at that age. But the
Well,
moms, oh, it would be great to get the moms fixed.
oh,
Otherwise,
I know.
end up with
That's,
this every year.
yeah. So,
We finally got the big baby factory fixed last year. This year, we've had no kittens at all. It's very nice.
yeah, so that's all my excitement. That's
All
true.
right. Well, I had little stuff going on. First, though, I wanted to correct myself from last time. When I talked about the series Tiptoe, I had said that Susie Eddie Izzard was in it and brilliant. Well, it turns out that was not Eddie Izzard. That was Paul Reiss, who I swear looks so much like him that even on blogs, people who apparently didn't look up the cast list said that Susie Izzard did a phenomenal job. So I'm not the only one who made that mistake. But yes, so Paul Reiss, brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. It has, oh, you know what? Before we move on, I forgot. There was another celebrity death that just happened. Anne Blythe, she was 98. She was in Queen of the Nile, The Twilight Zone, and she was Vida in Mildred Pierce.
Which and her mother was Joan Crawford in the
Yes.
movie. So yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. Anyway, so Tiptoe, yes, correction there. And then it was Pride Weekend in Laos and World of Warcraft. We've always had Pride events that were like fan, like guild-based Pride events and dance parties and stuff like that in game. And then this time, however, World of Warcraft actually did, and it was only on the Horde side, but we did the running of the Darkspear Dash, which was also known as the running of the trolls. And so there was an actual like quest that you could pick up, and you basically ran through all these rainbow like gateway things. And you did that on two different continents. And then you made it to the end of the thing. And there was a big rainbow dance party with a bunch of NPCs cheering you on. And you got a toy to commemorate it. And you got things that made lots of rainbows. And it was really nice it's really nice to feel that support. And there really isn't any corporate part of it because they don't make any money off of it. It is also done in conjunction with one of the guilds that does a fundraiser for the Trevor Project. And so when you run it, they encourage you to, please give some real life money to the funder for the Trevor Project. And so I gave a little bit for that, and it's just really great to see that type of thing still going on. And of course, every place that mentioned it on Facebook, there were the laughy faces and the haters and the all that bullshit. So I'm getting really tired of that, and I know it's places that are said that are doing it purposely, like they go to pl any places that like that where they can do that disruption, and it's so pointless and pisses me off. All right, and then when I was in Walgreens today picking up my mother's prescriptions and trying to check out, there was this very tall man who and very much older man, and he looked at me and said, "Oh, if I were wrestling, if I was in the wrestling world again, I'd nickname you Two Ton Tony." And I was like, "Okay, you're old and harmless, and I'm going to shrug this off and not tell you you're a dick." So yeah. Anyway,
What'd you do?
I just kind of smiled and listened to him as he began talking about wrestling days and how he recently saw shoot 'em up guy, gunslinger, old Clint Eastwood, and how he looks so old. And he's like, "There's a point where you gotta know when you just need to hang it up." And it's like, And I felt like saying yes, and he's also a really horrible racist. But again, it was a very tall black gentleman, so I just smiled and nodded,
Hopefully you
let
were
it
in line to
go.
get the medication, right?
No, I was in line to get some coffee to wake up.
Oh, God.
Yes. Anyway, like I said, he was like old, so I just was nice to him. So
Ugh.
if he'd been younger, I would have said a few things here and there. But anyway, moving on. So I've been watching lots of Doctor Who. Of course, I started from the beginning again, and I'm currently in the David Tennant years. Last night I finished season two, which means Rose went off the show. And that was absolutely fine with me because I liked Rose as a companion, but it got very limited. And then I watched a movie called Kill Command on Amazon Prime, and it's basically about this woman who, when she was 11, she was in a wheelchair. She couldn't walk or anything, so they put a chip in her and turned her into so that she could like see, she could like talk to other, like talk to robots and all this stuff. And she was part of a firm that built these metal commando things. And then, of course, they went haywire and decided they wanted to kill real commandos. And anyway, it was a big mess and it was a yawn. So yeah, at the end, everybody died except for like one person, and I really didn't care. And then I tried to watch a movie called Really Again. Oh wait, that wasn't the name of the movie. I tried to watch a movie called Daylight's End on Prime, and it was so bad. I got about 15 minutes into it and just turned it off. I mean, it was not even worth the goods. And then I watched the oh also on Prime because I've canceled most everything else. So I watched a movie from Mexico called Vengeance, and it was basically, your special forces, and one of them, the wife gets killed, and then they have to go find out who did it, and it's all about the loyalty and the this and that and the other thing and killing everybody off. It actually was not bad, but it's not something I'd recommend unless you're like, I've pretty much watched everything else. Then I say, oh, we'll go watch this. It's not too bad. And they do a good job with the voice dubbing. Okay, then I got into the good stuff. I watched Pecker. So Matinee Minutia, our episode for this weekend was the movie Pecker. It's from 1998. Edward Furlong, Christina Ricci, and lots of it's directed by John Waters, so it's lots and lots of amazing fun character people doing amazing fun character things. You've probably seen it, yeah?
Course.
Okay, so I never have. I've always meant to, but I just put it off. But I am really glad I did it. I actually ended up like spending the $10 to buy it on Fandango. And it was fun. It was really fun. I really enjoyed it. And of course, it's just John Waters all over it. So many kooky different characters. And the little sister. Oh my God, the little sister just steals the freaking show. So, if you haven't seen it, I actually recommend going and watching it because it is fun. And then, of course, I watched The Sheep Detectives like you did, and that was Julia Louise Dreyfus in the talking, the voicing the main sheep, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's so popular.
Well, you know what happened.
No, I do not.
Well, when they shifted over to America, they revoiced all the animals.
Oh. Okay, that makes so much more sense.
Yeah, well, because and honestly, I don't know for sure that that's what happened, but I
Okay.
guarantee you that's what happened because all of the animal voices are
Americanized.
Americans,
Yeah.
and all the people who lived there were Australian. So,
Right.
And they, I mean, when they first did, what was the name of that? It was the Mel Gibson Mad Max. When they first
Oh
did
yeah.
Mad
Oh yeah.
Max, yeah, when they first did Mad Max, it was they had dubbed him
Wow.
because he no one could understand him, so they dubbed him. And it's like, what the fuck? You
Wow.
know, because I mean, I've never had a problem understanding Brits. And it's weird because you kind of don't understand at the very beginning, or it's hard to keep up with what they're saying. And then all of a sudden, something clicks over in your head and you understand everything.
And you
It's.
know, and also it's not only the dialect, but it's usually when they throw out colloquialisms, you know,
Right,
throw
right,
out
right.
something like that, then I can understand, like, well, you didn't really understand it. Okay, I get it. You know, Bob's your uncle. You don't know what that means. That's fine. But yeah, that just seems odd, but okay. But yeah, that would make a lot more sense with this movie
Yeah.
because I was kind of like, this seems weird.
Yeah,
But
it's weird all the animals are English.
yeah, they shipped them over. But
Or
anyway, it
American,
was
not English. They're speaking English.
right. It was fun. Although it was a little weird to be like, is this a kid's movie? And then, oh, they've murdered him. Oh, that's not very kid friendly, is it? But who
Oh,
cares?
please. Please, children are you know killing hookers on video games.
Well,
This is the excuse I always give people when they go, "Oh my God, it's so violent." And I'm like, "Your kids are playing shit that's way more violent than this is." You
yeah,
know,
I don't know, just cheap stuff like this. I was
I
thinking they
know.
were aiming more toward like 8-year-olds, so. But okay. Anyway, I liked it. I thought it was fun. And yeah. And then I watched Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret. This is another movie I've put off for quite a while, actually watching. And I finally decided tonight's the night. And I really liked it. It was a really good movie. I mean, it's basically, you know, she's 11. And her little friend group is like 11, 12, and they're all, and it's all about them wanting to grow up too fast. And they're, you know, trying to get their periods and wear bras and all the stuff that, you know, the coming of age little girl stuff do, I guess. But it's also the bigger story is about her trying to decide her father's Jewish, her mother was raised Christian, and her mother's parents won't have anything to do with her because. She was because she married a Jewish guy, and then here we are 11, 12 years later, and suddenly they're like, yes, we want to be a part of your life, and they show up and they do the same freaking thing, trying to get the granddaughter to become Christian. So, and the granddaughter's like, the parents told her, when you grow up, you can make your own choice what you want to be. We're not gonna force you to be anything one way or the other. So anyway. That was a really interesting part. So it was a good movie, and I would recommend that for anybody that feels like watching a movie about 11-year-old girls. But it was very sophisticated. So, yeah. I also watched The Martian, the uncut director's version with Matt Damon, and it was good. I know that came out a while ago. It's another one that I've been putting off watching. Finally did, really liked it. Not much else to say.
It's a really good movie.
Yeah,
And I'm not a big Matt Damon fan,
I
but
know.
that's a really good movie.
It really is. And they did a great job with it. And then finally, I got to see Supergirl yesterday in the theater. And it, you know, I loved it. I really loved it. And not just because I love the female superheroes. I thought they did a great job with it, even though, you know, I'm normally more of the good Supergirl character. She's not necessarily yeah, she's a good person, but she's like, you know, going to Red Planet so she can get shit-faced drunk and she's picking fights and doing stuff like that. But I thought it was really, really well done. It's got a little John Wick type of thing in there, but don't worry. The only spoiler I'll give you is the dog doesn't die, but you're gonna know that going in. But a lot of the whole thing is set up because of the dog, and it's fun. Go see it. Go see it in the theater. And because so many people, all these guys, these jackasses who want women's superheroes and shit movies to fail, are purposely not seeing it, so that the numbers will tank. And
Well, they
it's a shame
and
because,
it didn't do as well as they had hoped, and
yeah.
so
I mean, it came in at like 35 million or something for the weekend, and normal opening weekends are way higher than that. I mean, stupid ass Toy Story did over 100 million. So
hey, don't blame Toy Story.
I like Toy Story stuff. I'm just saying that, you
Well, then
know,
it's not stupid. You're stupid.
oh, it is stupid. At this point, you know, anyway.
Yeah, because we
But
all need
it is
another
fun.
Supergirl movie.
Okay. Don't get your panties in a little twat there. So, seriously, it is a really good film, and it's the first time that I in a long time that I've seen Jason Momoa. Yeah,
Aquaman.
yes, in a film where I was actually like, oh, he's doing pretty good, because seeing him in Aquaman 2, I was like, oh, that's sad. That's just sad. Yeah. All right. Anyway, let's move on to Love It or Hate It. Reading a book after seeing the movie.
I don't read.
Yeah. Although Harry Potter, did you read the book first or then, or the movie first? First movie first.
Oh. It had to be after. You're right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, probably.
Yeah. I used to do this a lot, because like with, you know, yeah. So I prefer reading it after, because the book will be so good, and then you see the movie and you're like, oh, but they didn't put that in there, and they didn't do that, and that sucks. So
Well,
read the book after.
that's one thing I've learned about adaptations is that they either change too much or they leave it out,
Right.
and it's and you sit there and go, okay, it's not working because this.
Yeah,
So
they don't have spew. Yeah,
yeah,
that's
you know what? I
the
did read The Exorcist after I saw it.
ah.
And that was actually, I didn't read it. I just carried the book around and made it look like I was reading it.
Yeah.
So people would think, oh, he's so, oh, that's,
Yes.
wow, I can't even watch the movie and he's reading the book. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So.
I carried around the book to, not Staying Alive. Yeah, it was Staying Alive for a long time. Didn't finish it. All right. Hey, Chubbs. Timothy wants to know, studies confirm that older gay and bisexual men are significantly more likely to be single and live alone compared to their heterosexual peers. Do you think loneliness is becoming one of the biggest health, public health problems of our time? If so, what's driving it?
Well, I do think, I don't think it's a gay thing. I think it's a human thing that's happening right now. I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that terrible relationships. And I see more and more people who are single living with other singles. Non-sexual partners basically. Because it's just it's I think it's easier on everybody. I mean, why do you think there's a lot such older younger couples right now? There's a lot of those, and a lot of it has to do with the fact that I don't want to hang out with old people.
Right. Well, I've seen online, especially a lot of the older couples that I know, their partners are die, and then they just never find someone else that they reconnect with.
But that happens with, I mean, think of all the old ladies
Well, of course,
whose husbands die in their 60s, and the old ladies live until their 70s and 80s.
and that's why I agreed with you that it's not just a gay thing,
Yeah.
but. I do understand. I think it's more prevalent for us to see because we're part of the community
Sure.
that we see it. But it is a problem. I think the whole loneliness thing is a big problem, and I think that we need to have better retirement communities, more accessible retirement communities.
Affordable, yeah.
That's it. Exactly. All right. Hey, Chubbs. Is the public library one of the last places in America where anyone can walk in, stay for hours, use valuable resources, and never be expected to spend a penny? If that's true, how important is it to preserve and that kind of space? Additionally, in this day and age, should taxpayers continue funding public libraries even if they rarely use or never use them? Why or why not? Well, I say yes, it is. That's what community centers are also supposed to be there for, but it doesn't usually work that way. Yes, taxpayers should pay for it because someday they might find the need to go do that too. So
Well, it's see, this
it's
is
like a cent.
well, it's the whole socialist thing again,
Yeah.
and it's like, there are certain things of socialism that are, you don't have to be a socialist to have some socialist ideals, like a police force and a fire brigade and a library. These are things that just make everyone's life better. You may not ever need the fire department, but it's there. You might not need to go to the library, but it's there. And you got to remember that, this rich people are the problem here because they go, "Why am I funding a library? I'm not going to use it." It's like, that's not the point.
Right,
Shut
exactly.
up.
Yeah.
So I think it's just libraries, and I hate the fact that they're closing constantly everywhere.
Me too.
It's just, I just have a feeling that, we're going to get to a point where there's no more libraries, and we need them.
Yeah. And yes, the course or the look and resources that libraries have do probably need a little bit of updating, but some of them are very well updated, and we need them. We need more of them, honestly. So anyway, thank you for that, Timothy. Hey, Chubbs, Timothy wants to know, when people celebrate the 4th of July, what do you think they're really celebrating? Freedom, history, traditions, or simply a day off? I think they're celebrating fireworks and family and let's get drunk and be stupid and set things on fire. I don't think they true. I think there's a number of people, especially probably from the armed services, and
Yeah.
that really do understand what the holiday is for. But I think a lot of people are just, getting drunk and blowing things up.
Well, I can tell you from experience, and I probably have mentioned this before, and it's one of our 600 plus podcasts, that the Hatches that lived up the street from us, they always had the biggest fireworks display of the neighborhood, so everyone came over and watched them do it. We get a few here and there, but they were spending hundreds of dollars in the 70s on fireworks. So, and of course, one of their kids had to go to the hospital, or Mr. Hatch did, because of burns. But that was kind of part of the initiation of it being 4th of July. But they all got drunk. Everybody in the neighborhood got drunk, watched the fireworks. Nobody talks about it. Nobody talks about what it really is. And
Yeah.
it's either fireworks or it's a picnic somewhere. If nothing else, it's a time where friends and family get together and have a good time. But
Right.
I know I can tell you that on Saturday, you and I will not be discussing the signing of the Declaration of Independence.
Yeah.
I mean, unless we're watching 1776,
Right.
maybe, but and I
No.
think honestly, I think a lot of people until I mean, you get it in high school or in grade school, you hear about this stuff, but until I was in 1776 and learned a lot about what really went on at that time period,
Yeah.
and thanks to movies and musicals and other sources, YouTube, we're finding out a lot more about things than we ever did before, whether it
Yeah.
be the 4th of July or Labor Day or Memorial Day or any of the holidays.
Yeah.
So, but yeah,
Well, and
I.
we should say that since we won't be recording until after the 4th of July, happy Independence Day, everyone. Okay, I remember Stonewall.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't remember it as in I wasn't there. I wasn't born yet, but I certainly have learned a lot about it, and I'm really thankful for everybody that went through all the hell of it to be able to kick off the modern gay
Say
rights.
her name. Say her name.
Well, they you're talking about like Marsha,
Marsha P. Johnson
but
threw the first brick.
there's
Okay,
still
you know what?
that is the legend,
Okay, and that's what I'm
and
going
that is
with.
fine with me.
I mean, do you have is was there somebody there with a camera? No. So
Exactly.
all we can do is, what we've been told, the stories that have been passed down from one faggot to another.
Right,
Yes.
exactly. But she was there and she was fucking awesome on the front lines. So that is enough for me, too.
And it's fun when you're at Stonewall. They have some murals. Well, not mur well. They're pictorials on the fences and stuff. And it's like, we were looking at it when we were there. And I go, "Oh, that's Marsha. That's Marsha P. Johnson right there." And
Yeah.
there she was. And so yeah, that was. And I saw her on some Facebook posts this weekend as well. So that's cool.
Sweet. Yes. I did a little thing with her on my Pride posts earlier
Yeah.
this the month as well. All
But
right.
if anybody, if you're seeing those Pride post people, like them and subscribe. No, just like them.
No,
Or
but liking
comment.
them and not commenting on them. Oh, it's AI slop. Fuck off. Just learn something and stop
Well,
being a
okay.
douche.
First of all, if everyone's so troubled with this AI thing, why is every business doing using it?
Yeah.
Every business. I mean, it was so weird
Every.
because I'm looking at something. I can't remember what it was, like Safeway or something, and it's like they had the same background you were using, and so it's like, calm the fuck down.
Right.
When you want to start getting upset about AI shit is when all of a sudden there's these mystery books coming out or movies are being made with,
Yes.
that's the kind of stuff that I hate, or that crap that Trump keeps pumping out.
Oh,
That's garbage, you know?
Now, see, that is real AI slop.
Oh yeah, it really is.
No, it's not infographics or something like that. It's just crap. All right. Then let's get into what's in your lunchbox because I have delivery order coming very shortly.
Oh my.
Starting with Mr. Moose, who said, broke with our traditional pizza on Friday. I love fried fish. Made homemade tartar sauce. Also made an avocado and tomato salad with ranch dressing. And let me tell you, that salad, actually all of it just looks, yes, please. I'll take it now. Take the lemon off, but the rest of it I'll take.
No, you got just give us a quick squeeze of
No,
lemon. Oh, you're
no.
weirdo. Actually, Moose, if you can send us the tartar sauce recipe. I'm curious. I have mine and it seems to be missing something. So I'd like to see what yours is.
Okay. Too hot to eat. Just a couple of appetizers for lunch could barely get them down. There's an egg roll, was really good. Cooked perfectly with crispy outside and the inside wasn't greasy. Perfect balance of meat and veggies. Then there were steamed dumplings, a little heavy for the weather, but good flavor. Seasoned with a touch of onion and garlic, lots of pork. We were having a week of 100 degree days. I like heat, but this is nuts.
Well, remember what they're, well, I can tell you that in Washington, because that's who I've been looking at, and New York, they don't get down below 70 degrees at night. At night. So it's hot during the day and it never cools off.
I don't like
And
that.
so when they have these heat waves, it's almost like when we were having that terrible September.
Oh,
I mean, it's similar to that. It's
yeah.
just, it's hot, it's humid. They're getting thunderstorms and lightning and rain. And it's like, people always go, oh, Sacramento, it's so hot. It's like, yeah, but it cools off at night. I mean, to the point of where, during the summertime, you might need a sweater.
Right. And we don't have all that, humidity like
Humidity, So, yeah, because London just had a heat wave. It was in the 90s during the day, and it was in the seven. It got down to the 70s at night, and they don't have air conditioning. Yeah, I've watched a Mickey Joe Theater on YouTube, and he's got a fan in his room trying to. He goes, "If I melt during this, it's, just know it's a heat wave." Because he's sweaty and it's nasty and they have no air and that they can't even open a window to get cool. I
yeah.
know. Just be happy you have air, central air.
Oh,
That's all I
yes.
have to say.
Oh, I am. All right. This doesn't show up well in a white bowl, but I just pulled out one of the cooking bowls for breakfast. Again, it's already too hot for a heavy meal. Assembled cottage cheese,
Okay.
raspberries, granola, and honey. I hope healthy, or it's hopefully healthy, and I didn't heat up the kitchen.
Yeah, it's so healthy. It's, and when you threw the honey in there on top of it, it's like, oh, he is just
Yeah,
such a health
sounds
guy.
great,
Yeah.
honestly.
Well, I don't like cottage cheese.
All right, let's see. Next up, we
Oh, yeah.
have something from the Mr. Baron Frosty, who says, "Hey boys, Mr. K and I had a day trip to Alexandria Bay and treated ourselves to a fancy lunch. I got a salad with chicken and was strained." That was strangely chipotle chicken salad on top of a salad, which was odd but enjoyable. It had crispy bits of candied nuts and apple slices all over it. Mr. K got a bacon cheeseburger as big as his head, and he said it was great. He said he got salted potatoes for
Hey,
the
this.
side, which is a New York thing.
Yeah, I was.
They are small potatoes boiled in salt water and then dunked in butter. You pop them in your mouth a while and yum. They are an upstate New York traditional food.
I've never heard. Okay. So, yeah, with. I'm going to try that now. I think I know at the store you can get the little potatoes. And I guess you just, I mean, you boil them in salt water just to cook them, and then you saute them, I guess, or
Butter.
soak them in butter. And I can't think of anything that wouldn't taste better than potato and butter and maybe some salt. That sounds good. I'm going to try that. Next time I go to a regular grocery store, I'm going to look for little
Yeah,
potatoes.
do and let us know how it turns out because I do love those little potatoes, but
And that burger, well, it was funny because
huge.
I wasn't sure. I mean, are those regular sized potatoes? How big is that burger?
Right.
But yeah, and And the salad sounded really good too. I know you don't like fruit in your food, but it's.
I'm warming up to the idea. There were some strawberries the other day that I was like, that could go pretty good in a salad. Anyway, all right. So thank you, Mr. Baron Frosty. That looked wonderful, especially that burger to me, especially right now. All right. Next up, we have Mr. Phoenix Dave, who wrote in and said, Scott and I are at a local Mexican restaurant. We started eating before I took the pictures. Scott had nachos and ground beef as an appetizer, and he had a taco salad, again with ground beef. I had flautas. And there are some beautiful photos. I would, nachos are hit and miss with me. It's depending on how much toppings, but yeah, that one thing right there with everything in it
Well, I'll tell you, I love
so
nachos.
good.
Yeah, I love, well, flautas are nice because they're nice and crispy.
Yes.
But with nachos, it's funny because one of my favorite places to go and get nachos, the last time I was there, that wasn't very good. You know, it's I don't know. I've always wanted to try the trash can nachos that Guy Fieri has at his restaurant, but the day we were there, they didn't have any. How can you not have tortilla chips? Come on. But I, because I don't want bare chips. And
Yeah.
if the chips are bare, I want to be able to scoop up something. And that's why I'd rather have nacho cheese instead of cheese. I do think
Yeah.
that cheese, well, because cheese hardens into a brick, where
Yes.
nacho cheese stays pliable
Right.
for, you know, at least for a while it does, until it cools down enough. But, and then you can scoop things up. That's why I'd much rather do like a queso dip with like meat, and you can put meat and tomatoes and chili in it, and then you just scoop out the queso. I think that's a much better way of doing it.
Yep, that is a very American dish.
Oh, I forgot. Did you see my turkey we smoked?
Oh, yes, I did.
Yeah,
That
it was
looked
funny
great.
because,
I thought he doesn't like turkey, but
well, I know, but what happened was, I can't remember, it was after Thanksgiving, and we went on to, I was on Amazon looking for something, and they had 15 pound $5 turkeys.
Wow.
So I said to Sean, I said, I'm gonna order a couple. We can cook one. Basically, I want it for the carcass, if nothing else, and a couple sandwiches.
Yeah.
And then we'll freeze one. And then he was out in the freezer, and I go, do we still have a turkey out there? And he said, yeah. And I go, hey, you want to smoke it? And he goes, okay. So we thought it out and smoked it. So
Wow.
yeah, and it was nice and moist. You know, the breast was not dry. I thought it would get, you know, dry, but it
Yeah.
didn't. It was really, really good. We still have a carcass and most of the turkey in the fridge. But
Nice.
yeah, it was kind of fun, and the kittens were going crazy smelling all that
Oh,
turkey.
I bet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. All right. Well, thank you guys so much for writing in and
Yeah,
sharing
really, thanks.
pictures.
You know, that was nice. It was
Yeah.
nice having some selection.
Yes.
Yeah, so
Mr.
cool.
Moose with those big non-cooked meals. Anyway. All right. Let's see. If you guys want to check out what the boys sent in, please do. It's over on our Facebook group at facebook.com/chubsgonewild. We post in there after every show, and just they're so fun to look at.
Well,
It makes you
that way,
hungry.
yeah. Well, you can put a. Actually, they can go on during this segment,
Yes.
and actually look at them while we're talking about them. So
Right.
that's one nice thing. And do like stuff. And
Yeah.
honestly, guys, send us some pictures. We love these. Okay,
We
go ahead.
do. All right. Email us things for the show at chubsgonewild@gmail.com. Find my other books and projects over at justkisstheguy.com. And
And if you're watching us on YouTube, give us a like, subscribe, tell us who's watching,
Who's
and
watching?
our what your
Who's
thoughts are.
watching? Yes.
You can ask us questions there too.
That's true. I get comments every once in a while from that. Well, Sean often comments on the YouTube, which always makes me happy to see. So, all right. That is it for us and for Pride Month. Hope you had a wonderful Pride and celebrated yourself. And I know a lot of our listeners may not fall into the LGBT categories, but you definitely are part of the A, the allies, and the plus, and we love you and thank you for being here. And we will catch you next time. Bye.
This has been a, for fuck's sake, production.